Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2013, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, Big Sis is attempting to exhaust ammo supplies. Plus, it looks like looting of bank accounts is a template for the EU. And Guccifer emails link Tony Blair to top secret Bohemian Grove gathering. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, the massive buildup by Homeland Security of ammunition is a story that just keeps going. Today, a weapons manufacturer on the Savage Nation radio show, who described himself as a defense contractor and licensed weapons manufacturer, said the goal was to control the amount of ammo that's available on the commercial market at any one time by forcing manufacturers to hold back stock. He also noted that the State Department and the ATF were making it harder to import ammunition from overseas. And here's the most interesting thing. He says the deals that DHS is agreeing with manufacturers are based on have indefinite delivery and indefinite quantity, allowing the feds to monopolize the market on ammo by preventing companies from selling the bullets to the commercial market. Now, this is essentially taking an option and tying up the stock. And if you look at what he's talking about with the import controls, this is yet another way, and this also ties in with the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which is now underway again, something that has been on the horizon for several years now. And the point of the UN Arms Trade Treaty is to stop the flow of weapons across borders. And that's not only large-scale weapons, but small arms and definitely ammunition. Your arms are no good if you don't have any ammunition. And if you look at what's happened with the Obama administration, going back to the very early days of the administration, they even stopped the resale of used brass, crushing it into scrap metal. Now, when that started in 2009, some senators got that reinstated, and all the forts were supposed to do that, but we know of at least one fort, it broke at the end of 2012, Fort Drum in New York, is still paying extra to crush the brass and then sell it at a much lower rate to the Chinese as scrap metal rather than recycling it through and giving it to the ammunition market. But this is something that they've tried to defend this with three different ways. They've said that it's not real. Well, these are real purchases. We linked to it on our articles as we broke the story, as Paul Joseph Watson found this in the federal websites for RFPs. He showed the actual request for purchases so people can see those themselves by following the links. They also said that this is a small quantity of bullets and it doesn't really matter. It's just for target practice. Well, this is not the quantity of bullets that you'd be using for target practice, and they're not the type of bullets that would be used for target practice. These are hollow point bullets, and they cost 2 to 4 times as much as full metal jackets, and you don't target practice with these. As a matter of fact, you don't use them in the military because they're outlawed by Geneva Convention. They're just used by governments against their own people. And the last thing they said was, well, we're doing this, buying this in bulk in order to save money. Well, the quantities that they're looking at, if they are saying that they're using it for target practice, it would be roughly equivalent to about 100 years' supply. You don't buy that much at one time to save money. And if you're looking at something to put down civil unrest, this is equivalent to 24 years of use during the peak year of the Iraq War. So there's some real questions here, and it's starting to build, not just with reports, but it's starting to build with congressional inquiry. First there was one congressman, then two. Now it's up to 15 congressmen are asking questions, like what is this for? And even Forbes magazine has said we need to have a national dialogue to see what Homeland Security is up to. In the same article, we have a quote from a California congressman, Doug LaMalfa, and he said that this is being conducted in a manner that strategically denies the American people access to ammunition. And so the question is Homeland Security buying this up because they're anticipating a civil war? Or are they trying to enact gun control legislation by non-legislative means? In other words, it's not enough for them to just go around the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. They're not even going to use the legislature to enact this. They're going to do it by covert means. What these people are is Fabian socialists and Fabian tyrants. They are gradually and surreptitiously achieving their goals, and they will do it however they can. You know, you don't have to ban cars. You just make the gasoline unavailable or unaffordable if you want to stop people from driving. That's essentially what they're doing with ammunition. Now, the next story, the bankers, the Eurogroup head, says that looting of bank accounts in Cyprus is a template for the EU. This is the Dutch finance minister and president of the Eurogroup of Eurozone finance ministers, Jurgen Dijsselbloem, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. It's Dutch. But what he said is this. He said, if there's a risk in a bank, our first question should be, okay, what are you and the bank going to do about that? What can you do to recapitalize yourself? If the bank can't do it, then we'll talk to the shareholders and the bondholders, and we'll ask them to contribute in recapitalizing the bank. And if necessary, the uninsured deposit holders. Now, what he means by uninsured deposit holders is anyone who's unfortunate enough to not have scrolled away, to have scrolled away more than 100,000 euros in a particular bank. But notice how this is being spun. Okay, this is not, he's talking about this as if it was a particular bank that was failing. Now, if you had your money in a bank and you had more than the insured amount, of course you understand that that money is at risk, and stockholders and bondholders in a bank should be accepting that risk. But they're not. That's not what we saw in the United States. We saw the privatization of profits, and we saw the socialization of losses. And what he's talking about here in this bank situation is not money that is being taken to because a bank failed. This is money that's being taken out of bank accounts because the politicians in the country failed. It's because of political national debt that they're seizing these private accounts. And that's a tremendous difference. Listen to what the another economist there said, or another banker said, Jörg Kramer, chief economist of the German Commerce Bank. He called for private savings accounts in Italy to be similarly plundered. He said a tax rate of 15% on financial assets would probably be enough to push the Italian government debt to below the critical level of 100% of gross domestic product. But as Zero Hedge reports, by calling the Cyprus looting a bank restructuring and not a tax, technocrats were able to bypass the democratic process. So what we're seeing is we're seeing all these new terms being invented to cover up what they're really doing. Instead of calling themselves unelected bankers who do a coup in a country and take it over, they call themselves technocrats. Instead of calling the seizing of assets for political purpose and national debt, instead of calling that a tax, or instead of calling it theft, they call it a haircut. But by any other name, it's the same thing. Now, Zero Hedge also reports that the Russians have possibly already quietly withdrawn all their cash from Cyprus. Zero Hedge says yesterday they reported that despite the closed banks and the capital controls, the local financial system has been leaking cash, lots and lots of cash. The result, at least for Europe, is quite scary because let's recall that the primary political purpose of destroying the Cyprus financial system was simply to punish and humiliate Russian billionaire oligarchs who had held tens of billions in unsecured deposits with the island nation's two biggest banks. As it turns out, these same oligarchs may have used the one-week hiatus period of total chaos in the banking system to transfer the bulk of the cash they had deposited with one of the two main Cypriot banks, in the process making the whole punitive point of collapsing the Cyprus financial system entirely moot. Well, the justification for doing these types of government theft on a large scale is typically by playing a class envy card, or even by playing, as in this case, not only a class envy card, but a foreigner versus us card. Say, we're going to get the rich people, and we're going to get the rich foreigners, the rich Russians here. But in reality, they didn't pay anything. As has been said, most regulations are like a spider web that catches the small flies, but let the large bees go right through. And that's exactly what we see happening here. The really big guys don't get touched by this stuff. It's really just the middle class and upper middle class and lower class who wind up paying these things. And even if they were getting hit hard or as hard or harder, why would that make you feel any better about the fact that your money is being stolen out of your account? Now, the next thing is in the banking information here is BRICS. Have you ever heard of BRICS? That's B-R-I-C-S. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. You recall they also have a group of countries that are kind of the core of the EU problem. They call them the pigs: Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. Well, these BRICS may be the pinprick that burst the dollar bubble. It says in the article by Mike Cohen and Ilya Arkhipov says biggest emerging markets are uniting to tackle underdevelopment and currency volatility with plans to set up institutions that encroach on the roles of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. These countries are going to have an economy by the year 2020 that is roughly the size of the U.S. economy. And the article goes on to say the deepest rationale for the BRICS is almost certainly the creation of a new Bretton Woods-type institutions that are inclined toward the developing world. They will have $4.4 trillion, and they will account for 43% of the world's population. Now, if you recall, the Bretton Woods Accord was something that essentially set up the dollar as a standard of exchange and took off the gold standard and a lot of other things. So what we're looking at here is a major shift of power away from the dollar. And what that's going to do is make things a great deal more economically difficult for those of us here in America. We've been kind of following this dollar bubble and living off of it, getting a lot of our goods cheaper than they will be if we have a different standard of currency. Now, this next article is a little bit interesting because it gives some context to all these large-scale things that are going on with bankers and Homeland Security and politicians. Some hacker by the name of Guccifer. He kind of sounds like the Devil Wears Prada. But he's a mysterious computer hacker who has gone in and gotten into General Powell's Facebook, and in the past he's also uncovered emails about Benghazi and the Libya terrorist attack, got communications that were sent to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And he just broke an interesting correspondence between a guy who works for Fox News Corp and General Colin Powell. In this communication, he said to Colin Powell, "You might be able to gently and firmly point out to Tony," that's Tony Blair, "that you rank the Bohemia middle weekend in your diary before allowing any other duties to get in the way." He says, "A lack of exposure suggests that Tony has not yet got his priorities straight." Well, what is it that is so important that he needs to get his priorities straight and he doesn't really understand what's going on? And the letter that you see there that was coming up on the screen, he was talking to, this is a letter from Tony Blair from last year, talking to George Bush and making his excuses for why he would not be attending Bohemian Grove in 2012, but that hopefully his schedule would be a little bit clearer in 2013. And now this guy, his name is Andrew Knight, no relation. He works for Fox News Corp, and he's calling on Colin Powell to tell Tony Blair he needs to get his priorities straight. He needs to get to that satanic ritual reenactment and gay sex orgy that is called Bohemian Grove. And if you don't know what that is, you need to take a look at this article and take a look at the videos that Alex has put together covering this. It will give you a great deal of insight as to what these global leaders, political leaders, as well as industry leaders, what they do when they get together, and really what their values are. And it'll put a lot of things into context for you. Now, our last piece of news here is a film that has reemerged after a 10-year hiatus. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who has done some pioneering work in the connection between vaccines and autism. There was a film that came out about 5 years after his research. He did a lot of groundbreaking research that was published in 1998. And this film is a fictional narrative, essentially. Well, not necessarily fictional, but it's a dramatic narrative that was done in 2003. And then the film disappeared for 10 years, and it is now resurfaced. And I really recommend that you see this film. We've got a brief clip of it coming up here. But basically what it does is, if you're not familiar with autism, and I wasn't because we're fortunate enough not to have anybody in our family with it, but it's just to see the health problems for these children and to see what it means to the family as well, how difficult it is for everyone involved, and to see the connection. Now, Dr. Wakefield is a British physician, and he discovered a connection. He's a gastrointestinal doctor, and he discovered a connection between bowel disease and autism and vaccines, the MMR vaccine. That's measles, mumps, and rubella. And he had some mothers who came to him. And basically what this movie does is it tells it in a dramatic way. A lot of people who are not interested in looking at white papers or hearing facts and figures or reading news reports will watch a fictional story. And it is a very moving story if you see how this affects people's lives. So check this out. Here's a clip from that.
Lymphatic inflammation. He's had a tough 5 years, hasn't he? He was fine until about 15 months, and then he had the MMR jab. At about 18 months, his language started to go. Yes, but over time, he got better. And then he had the MMR booster, and within weeks, he got ill again. And 2 months later, he just disappeared.
Your son suffers from receptive aphasia. He has autism.
Well, Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, was in the Austin area, actually a little small town outside of Austin called Bastrop. And Jakari Jackson and I went to videotape her speech, and Jakari has a special report coming up right now.
So, United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, is the biggest public relations scam in the history of the world. But it's actually more than that. You thought we had 50 states. No. We have 11 mega-regions. 11 mega-regions. There is such a thing as a public use, eminent domain for public use. And people need to be fairly compensated when their land is taken for a public use. But this plan is about the common good.
And I'm out here with Rosa Corey outside the Bastrop Opera House. How do you think you were received?
I think it went great. I had a terrific time. It was wonderful.
There was a moment in a Q&A session where somebody said, you know, I'm in sustainable development. I just want to help my community. I'm into, you know, community gardening and rainwater collection and all that.
I was most recently elected president of this volunteer group, which is called Imagine Rock Art. I understand that some people are involved with getting grants, which I hate grants. I don't want to get grants from a federal entity. My question is, and also a challenge, I guess, is why are we making this about words and about titles? Why aren't we making it about the fight, which is getting the UN and the federal government and just government entities in general out of our business and letting us live freely?
So what was your response to that?
Well, what I said was, that's all great, you know, that everyone wants to conserve their environment, to protect their environment, and these are very laudable goals that we have. But, you know, you have to ask yourself who these groups are that you're participating in, who is running the group, who's funding the group, and why do you need the group? Why can't you do it on your own, you know? So if it's like a neighborhood thing where you're just hanging out with your pals and putting it together yourselves, cool, that's excellent. But, you know, a lot of these groups are fronts. This is the green mask, you know, this is the manipulation.
Exactly. Now, if somebody wants to know more about Agenda 21, where should they go?
Well, of course, you're welcome to check out my website, which is democratsagainstunagenda21.com, and also postsustainabilityinstitute.org. And we've got lots of great information, great source information for you, and comments from people around the country, and tons of wonderful stuff there, all just waiting for you to check it out.
Okay. Rosa Corey, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Sustainable development is about protecting future generations from things that happen now. And you know what? We're looking at something that is the most dangerous situation that you could ever be imposing on future generations, and that is sustainable development. The idea that what you do now is damaging to future generations, it's a description of Agenda 21. Now, we all have to be working hard on this together because we're in the end game now. This planet's been going on for at least 20 years. And all of us are being impacted by it right now. It's not something that's out there in the future. It's not a fiction situation. It is happening right now in your town. So you need to be able to recognize it. The first thing you want to do is educate yourself and educate others. You want to work to educate everyone around you. Put out flyers. You want to attend government meetings and speak out. Don't be sidelined or shamed or embarrassed by the communitarian plan to keep you quiet and going along to get along. What you want to do is speak out. Hi, I'm Rosa Corey, and this is my book, Behind the Green Mask. It tells you strategies on how to get out of United Nations Agenda 21, what it is, what it looks like in your town, how to fight it. You can get it at InfoWarsShop.com.
Well, that brings us to our quote of the day, and it's a very important quote from George Washington. He says, government is not reason, it is not eloquent, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And if only we could really understand what this means. We have people on both the left and the right who are constantly trying to use the government to achieve their social and political means. And they need to realize that government is just really there to be an honest referee and to keep people apart, to protect our liberties, not to try to persuade people, not to be our compassionate master. And it's a very dangerous thing to play with. Well, stick around. We're going to have a report from earlier today. We've got Ted Nugent coming up right after the break. Stick around.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus, the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now, you can become a micro-distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus, get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
InfoWars Magazine is more than just our answer to the internet kill switch. We're also going back to the roots of this country. When our founders, for a decade before 1776, known as the pamphleteers, with hundreds of little printing presses in every colony, got out the real news, the real information, and countered the system. This is tailored, designed with the truth to wake up your friends and family. This is the 21st century version of the pamphleteers. So get them at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up and buy them in bulk. Sign up and be a micro distributor for a full year to buy them in bulk and get one of the newsstands added, or sign up and get 12 issues delivered to your door or give a gift subscription. Whatever you do, be part of the fight. And I want to salute and thank all of you that are subscribers and are getting the magazine in bulk or who have ever come to InfoWarsStore.com and bought any of our products, because we are supported by patriots and liberty lovers like you. We couldn't do it without you.
Ted Nugent and Alex Jones that you're going to want to hear. And they talk about rugged individuals and the attempt by some Hollywood celebrities to try to convince us that we really shouldn't have guns, that guns are the root of all evil. And really to talk about the character assassination that Jim Carrey committed on. Let me try that one more time. Well, welcome back. You're going to want to stick around for this next interview. This is a conversation between Alex Jones and Ted Nugent. And they're going to talk about rugged individualism, individual rights, and the efforts by some of the glib Hollywood celebrities to try to disparage those of us who want to take care of ourselves and who understand what our God-given rights are. And in particular, attacking Charlton Heston and doing a character assassination on someone who's no longer with us, but whose shadow looms large over us to this day.
Ted, you've got the floor, my friend. You've got the floor. Thank you for coming on TedNugent.com. I know you're about to go on your Black Power tour, and but we appreciate you giving us time today. Sir, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, thank you for that. I appreciate it. But a salute back at you, because there's no question that the great American legend and icon, a true warrior, a true hero, Charlton Heston, deserves nothing but respect from thinking, caring, conscientious, educated people. But again, as we talked before about the gift from God that Piers Morgan represents, I mean, God literally sent Piers Morgan from England to try to debate the Second Amendment. So you literally couldn't come up with Alfred E. Newman versus an audition for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to come up with a better representative of a guy who hates freedom and hates the Second Amendment and hates Ted Nugent, Alex Jones, and hates the NRA and hates self-defense and hates guns. And I think we are not here so much to defend Charlton Heston, because once again, God has sent a complete brain-dead, soulless punk to desecrate the absolutely well-earned and deserved glowing reputation of the great Charlton Heston. And what Jim Carrey has done, and I've been all over, we have a talk back at TedNugent.com, and we have thousands of people from all around the world that come to celebrate self-evident truth and common sense. You know, the same communication that you get, Alex, from people who understand, you know, history, the evidence that brought us to the greatest experience and the greatest quality of life in America. And when a guy like Jim Carrey pulls off this kind of mean-spirited, soulless, I think the best word to describe Jim Carrey and Pierce Morgan and guys like, you know, Michael, I'm still looking for personal hygiene more. They're all one big gaggle of soulless punks. And I would understand, and I understand when a person is uneducated and ignorant and hates America and hates self-defense and doesn't believe in self-defense, but then again, if you examine Michael Moore and his armed security detail, if you examine Jim Carrey and his armed security detail, when you examine Michael Bloomberg and Governor Cuomo and Nancy, you don't have to read this, you need to sign it, Pelosi, and of course our favorite gun runner, Eric Holder, when you examine the freedom haters who hate guns and want to do everything on film, stating clearly they would take away all the guns if they could, these people are perfect to represent the other side, because when they open their mouth, yes, we have an unfortunate and a tragic percentage of Americans who are more like sheep than we the people that support these freedom haters. When they speak, common sense America, people who have jobs, people who put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be, people who appreciate the gift of life, the sacred gift of life, and our moral, intellectual, and spiritual obligation to defend that life, and that the Second Amendment was written down to remind us we have the individual God-given right to defend that precious gift of life. Good people understand the pure rot from Jim Carrey. So, in his grave, Alex, let's really examine this. From the grave, the great Charlton Heston represents bait to the Jim Carreys of the world, and I think Charlton Heston, if we could communicate with him, he would be smiling right now. He wouldn't be hurt. He would be smiling, because Charlton Heston knew the culture war was coming before any of us did, Alex.
No, he was there sounding the alarm, and he is, just like our forebears fight from the grave for liberty with their statements and the Second Amendment they laid down, Charlton Heston is, like an El Cid, strapped dead on the horse, out there terrifying the enemy.
Yep, and here's the beauty. Charlton Heston would be more than proud to cause much anguish and insanity in the soulless vacuum of Jim Carrey's brain, or his skull. Charlton Heston is like you and I, Alex, only he's better. And he is just giddy with joy that he has inspired Jim Carrey to become even dumber than dumb, and to be just this toxic source of indecency and mean spirit and hate. Charlton Heston isn't even alive, and he caused Jim Carrey to expose his soullessness. So don't underestimate in the culture war, more important than the lie of Bowling for Columbine by Michael No Hygiene Moore and Nancy No Soul Pelosi and Diane I've Got a Gun But You Don't Get to Have One Feinstein. I mean, the list goes on of just hypocritical, brain dead, subhuman punks. Or, not to mention, Alex, the Vice President of the United States recommending felonies live on TV. You got to be kidding me. Alex, again, if you and I were to sit down with all the greatest minds on earth, the most clever, educated, witty, brilliant minds on earth, we couldn't design an enemy that looks more ridiculous than Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Jim Carrey, Michael Moore, ad nauseum. So, yes, it is hurtful, and it does inspire righteous indignation. And we should be angry, but we should also take a deep breath and go, hey, Jim, do it again, because you're distancing yourself further every time you open your imbecilic mouth surrounded by your armed security details demanding that the rest of us don't get to have any security. So, Alex, I know it hurts and it's ugly, but you know what? I think in Nuremberg, 1938, we got there late, but when we finally got there, we made those subhuman Nazi brown shirt punks walk through Auschwitz and look what they caused. Look what they did. And this Jim Carrey moment is a mirror that we can show somebody, hopefully soon, that these people enhance crime, they encourage crime, they facilitate and guarantee more innocent dead citizens.
Sure.
Because they're...
Well, that's it. They know, Ted Nugent joining us, they know crime's dropped 49%, violent crime, FBI statistics since 1991. As the guns go up, the crime goes down. They know that. So it is a criminal instinct of hypocrisy to want to dominate us because they're collectivist, but end up getting our banker bailout money. They are just lawless parasites. Michael Moore, all of them. They know exactly. Dianne Feinstein, she's got her own gun. She's got her own security detail. They have this criminal instinct to disarm us.
Absolutely. Well, do we need any more evidence than the number one cop in the free world running guns to Mexican drug gangs? Are you kidding me? Again, we couldn't write a Planet of the Apes meets One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Alfred E. Newman that's dumber than this scenario.
And they get away with it. That's why I got so mad by the video, and we're going to break here, but I want to get your take on this, that they are so pathetic. That's why it made me so mad. It was nauseating how stupid they are and how ridiculous. But then they're still taking over. There's these idiots everywhere that think that's funny.
Well, number one, Alex, today our job, as always, get everybody within earshot. Join the NRA, increase your membership in the NRA, and here's the most important one. Give NRA memberships to everybody you know. There's certainly a birthday, a graduation, an anniversary.
And if we can go back to that phone conversation this morning, Ted, again, Ted Nugent with us right now, to the points you were making, because you were so focused. It was really focused anger. And you were talking about the fact this is a war. Because, I mean, these collectivists, they don't want to just go to the Second Amendment. They want to expunge everything. I mean, they are literally taking over. And the problem is so many of the Republicans are part of this as well. I think everybody who loves liberty needs to get really aggressive. So I think it's a change in our guts. And you talked about just knowing we're right, Ted Nugent.
Well, again, you know, the term self-evident truth isn't shouted often enough from the mountaintops of our daily lives, Alex. So we salute you for doing that. And we salute everybody out there. And again, I constantly reference the curse of apathy, the self-inflicted suicide of disconnected sheep in America. But again, only the guilty need to feel guilty. Some guys go, well, I'm not a sheep, I'm involved. Well, then I'm not talking about you, pal. But we know sheep. We all have sheep in our lives. We know someone who shrugs their shoulder and goes, yeah, I believe in the Second Amendment, but there's no reason we should own a machine gun. You know what I mean? We need to take these people and fix them and get rid of the self-inflicted curse of apathy, because the term self-evident truth, what you rail about, the culture war in our face, the fact that a Chicago gangster, a manipulating acorn, communist hanging out with deceitful scam artist Barack Obama has weaseled his way into the White House, if that's not an indicator that too many Americans are sound asleep, then I really don't know what else I can tell you. But we know it to be true, but the answers are not mysterious. The remedy is not mysterious. This isn't rocket scientists. An experiment in self-government is in our
and eloquently, and for the first time in the history of mankind, in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. My God, we've got to communicate with this to our elected officials. And again, I'm going to repeat this till I blow up. NRA memberships, there aren't enough of them. The most powerful sucker punch into the solar plexus of the Nancy Pelosi and Feinsteins and Michael Moore and Jim Carreys of the world is numbers. NRA membership.
Exactly, exactly. Just to back you up, Bloomberg has now raised $14 million off the dead kids at Sandy Hook, the victim disarmament zone that he helped nationwide set up. So if anybody's guilty, it's him. He's trying to collectively make us guilty. He raised $14 million to run around and pay off police chiefs and local governments to come out against guns. And we have to take it personal when these people do this. We have to give money to the NRA and Gun Owners of America and your state gun groups. Folks, you've got to give time, energy. You've got to support alternative media platforms, libertarian, true conservative. What about this? What about how Homeland Security is now buying billions of bullets, armored vehicles, and saying the number one terror threat is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians? I mean, talk about Twilight Zone, Outer Limits. We now know that they are taking over Homeland Security as another branch of the military. It's become the fifth branch, trying to point it at us.
The curse of apathy and the political correct scourge of denial. You mean what you just mentioned, Alex? I'm just a guitar player. I never went to college. I was too busy learning stuff. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I'm a pragmatist. I'm a utilitarian. I cut my own lawn. I change my own oil. I gut my own deer. I butcher my own carcasses. I breed my own wife, and I play my own music. I'm just an independent. I'm a throwback to rugged individualism. And again, I've been clean and sober for 64 years, and if you look at my family, if you look at my incredible wife, if people want to have the time of their life, I don't know what you do, Google Shemaine Nugent Zumba or my band, my crew, my kids, my brothers, my sister, my friends, my production, everybody around
you me. Are electrically alive, just breathing in life, and are successful and dynamic because you're tied in to your God-given instincts, and these collectivists are a bunch of sacks and piles of stinking dog crap. I'm sorry, that's what they are, and they want to make us like them.
They're subhumans. I mean, literally, they're as evil as evil gets, so we can sit here and go, so you're not aware, Mr. Neighbor, Mr. Co-worker, someone at church and school, so you're not aware that the Homeland Security, the TSA, the DHA...
Stay there, and it's time to really get in their face and stop being nice about it. I mean, Ted, I think it's time to go all the way. It's time to triple and re-quadruple down. They tell us be nice. That's the way to win arguments. This is our enemy telling us this. What do you say about really getting aggressive, then get into DHS, get into still touring, getting bigger every day, the wake-up that's happening? I want to get into Uncle Ted's advice in this war. Ted Nugent, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, when you recommend getting more aggressive, surely you've seen the YouTube video of me holding up a bunch of drum-fed AR-15s on stage and telling Nancy Pelosi, then-Senator Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer,
oh, yes,
Dianne Feinstein et al. To suck on my machine guns. Should I get more aggressive than that?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling the public.
I know what you mean, and we love you madly, but I do believe that I may be the only guy on the planet who's got a couple notches up the aggressive chart from Alex.
Oh, no, let me be clear. I agree with you. I'm telling the audience I think it's time to get aggressive. What do you say then?
I just thought I'd make sure if people listening right now to us, Alex, haven't Googled my name lately, get yourself some popcorn and a couple of big gulps.
You're right.
And Google Ted Nugent and watch me drive the liberals berserk.
That's what I do sometimes on Saturday nights. I literally do. Go watch your latest YouTube.
I mean, it's just his. And by the way, Alex, my wife will tell you, I never in my life have woke up in the morning, rubbed my hands together, got a wild eye look in my face and gone, what can I do to drive liberals batty? I've never given it a thought. Swear to God, my instincts
exactly
are to stand up for truth, logic, the logic and pragmatism that brings independent quality of life, and I celebrate and promote those things. I started promoting, never defending. I have never defended the Second Amendment
early as 1965, 1966, the beatniks were morphing into the hippies, and they hated me. And I sat back for a minute, and I go, you hate me because I believe in self-defense and I eat venison? Are you kidding me? But here's the bottom line. I would love to get Pelosi and Boxer and Feinstein and Michael Moore and Jim Carrey and Bill Maher and Piers Morgan. I'd like them to get on film and admit, how much dope have you smoking? How many mind altering, and I'm not alleging they have, allegedly they talk and conduct themselves like cesspools of mind altering drugs. And I bet you, if you got everybody that hates Ted Nugent and Alex Jones and the NRA and freedom in America, if you got all of them to take some truth serum and look in the camera and admit how much mind-altering substance abuse they've subjected themselves to for how long, no one would be surprised that they are Timothy Leary run amok. And that's what you can expect from those kind of people. When you have intentionally poisoned and destroyed your brain, you can come out with a video like Jim Carrey has.
Well, let me throw this at you briefly and then get into all those other topics we talked about during the break. Again, Ted Nugent's our guest, if you just tuned in, and he's on fire today after they've tried to desecrate and demonize Charlton Heston. And I believe it will blow up in their face. Buzz Bissinger was on the Piers Morgan show a few days after I was on there, and he said, you know, we ought to get him in here and shoot him. And then the ambassador's daughter, Huntsman's daughter, and Morgan agree and say, yeah, I'll put on a police uniform, and they fetishize that, real creepy, and we'll shoot Alex Jones. And then Buzz Bissinger has now come out and admitted he likes to buy $600,000 a year of women's clothing. And I mean, my whole issue is, what is the point of this? I mean, you know, this guy is, if I said kill him, which I'm not, I mean, that's like going out in the yard and stepping on dog crap. If I said kill him, I would be arrested. He said kill me, and then it's a joke. These people fetishize killing us, and they're constantly talking about killing constitutionalists. There's, you know, there's so many examples of this with people like Alec Baldwin, you name it.
I mean, well, that's why our instinct, you know, and again, if we go back to what made America great, we didn't meet the British punks at Concord Bridge to make them tea and have a discussion. We blew their brains out. That's how you stop tyrants. That's how you stop King George. That's how you stop despots and emperors and punks that want to control your life and oppress freedom. You meet them at Concord Bridge and you blow their damn brains out. That's what we did in 1776 because we'd about had enough. And so when you made that statement on Piers Morgan, I've seen the transcript. All I can say is, hello, self-evident truth, common sense, and history is not up for discussion. It is what it is. But now in the culture war, it is important that we let them talk. We let them threaten our lives. We let them call the greatest, maybe one of the greatest heroes of the civil rights movement, next to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and others that sacrificed so much, the freedom marchers and so many. Charlton Heston is the most revered and earned reputation icon and hero, Alex. So let Jim Carrey show his evil side. Let Jim Carrey lie. His entire video is a lie. And these punks like Bill Maher cannot separate their humor license, their creative humor license, from the respect due to a great man like Charlton Heston. So it's good that they take the bait, but we, the people, who still understand the foundation of the greatest quality of life in the history of the world as outlined in the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, those of us that are in the asset column of America, we still are running short of our responsibilities to educate, inspire, and prod everyone in our lives. There's an enormous army that could have won this last election, Alex, if all of us that knew the truth and knew the evidence, if we shared it and we asked and we really pushed harder to get our friends to join the NRA, to communicate with their elected officials, and to speak up. There's still too many sheep in America, and the sheep dogs need to educate them so we can reduce the wolves.
You're right. And in closing on the point of Charlton Heston, before we get into solutions, so many people that support liberty are just quiet and, you know, they're sitting back and they're waiting if the system pushes too much. And as Andrew Jackson said, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. You know, I understand the point of let the enemy run amok. That's what's discrediting. Polls show that people are more pro-gun now than they were just 6 months ago. There's a new CBS poll out. They're very upset that their whole hoax has failed. But at the same time, they've still got control of the government and the bureaucracy because they crave the control. How do we really get on the offense as individuals? I say go to city councils. I say get in the face of police chiefs that are anti-gun. I mean, my own police chief in Austin says, you know, turn in your semi-autos, ban high-capacity clips, ban gun shows, you can't buy your son a gun, no private sales, you don't need a semi-auto to protect yourself. Well, then how about the Austin police, who I know most of them are good people, how about you turn in your semi-autos? What a load of bull. What do you say to that?
Well, he's obviously the illegitimate stepchild of Ann Richards. That still exists. I mean, Sheila Jackson Lee is alive and well in Texas. So we've got anti-freedom. We got hypocrites because I guarantee you that chief of police has a semi-auto to protect his family, Alex. Are you kidding me? Well, again, it's communication. I've been doing this forever. I think I was one of the first guys to find myself face-to-face with the whites of their eyes in the culture war back in the 1960s because the tip of that spear has always been gun rights and hunting rights, private property, hunting, conservation. We, the people, own those resources, not the king. So I got to tell you, I'm going to put out a salute right now to Ranger Tess and Go-Kart and Steve and so many guys at my talkback, Blood Trails. I have thousands and thousands of people, not just from the United States, but Canada, Japan, Australia, Germany, England, Belgium, Sweden. I mean, people from all around the world who dream of, who crave and have the instinct to be independent and free. They come to TedNugent.com Talkback, and a salute to them, because for every talkbacker that you and I communicate with, they need to communicate with another dozen, and those dozen need to communicate with another dozen. That's how we win this culture war. We have not turned up the heat. We have not got aggressive enough, but we always have to be on the civil, polite, goodwill and decency side and let the Jim Carreys spew their venom. Let them expose themselves for the haters and the freedom haters and the America haters that they are. And if we remain civil with the stats and statistics and evidence at our fingertips and at the tip of our tongue, Alex, we will win. That's why I salute you. That's what you're doing. And everybody listening, they don't need to call Alex and say thank you. They need to call everybody else in their lives and get them going.
You're right. Let's get into solutions. Talk about, because you got cut off by the break, the DHS situation. It's admitting there's an armed buildup, that they're trying to create this new domestic security force pointed at the American people. But then I want to hear about the Delta Force and SEALs and people you know. You were telling me off air how incredibly awake they're getting. And then let's talk about solutions. The gun culture they're so afraid of that's spreading, going and literally getting somebody into guns, that one person after another. That's how we're truly going to win.
And you see it happening all across this country. Yeah, it's like your chief of police in Austin, isn't that a heartbreaker? That a Texas law enforcement officer sides with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, are you kidding me? So what did he do? Pee at the wall of the Alamo like Ozzy Osbourne? I'm just heartbroken because I know a bunch of those Austin cops. But here's the final overview. I'm a lucky guy. I get to hang and barbecue and hunt and train with the greatest commando hero warriors that ever lived. I mean, I am so humble, I'm surprised I can even grovel at their feet. Delta Force, Navy SEALs, the Special Ops, the Army Rangers, SWAT commanders, and heroes of law enforcement and military all across this land. I held the hand of Sergeant Todd Balding, who happened to be from Austin, Alex. I held his hand over in Iraq. He took an RPG center mass. I'll try not to cry on your radio show here. A young black man, 22 years old, RPG center mass, Alex, it was still in his guts. I stood there in his blood and I held his hand as he died.
Wow.
I don't need any more inspiration. He died because because he swore an oath, Mr. Chief of Police, to enforce, abide by, and fight for, and die for the U.S. Constitution. Do you think I need some punk, some dependent little whiny, soulless, doped-up crybaby like Jim Carrey to give me direction on constitutional and Bill of Rights guaranteed God-given individual rights? Are you kidding me? So everybody close their eyes right now, unless you're driving, and think of Todd Balding as he bled to death and took this giant, ugly RPG rocket right in the guts. And he bled to death fighting for freedom and going after terrorists who attack Americans because of their voodoo, Allah puke, Muslim insanity. And if that's not worth inspiring you to join the NRA, to communicate with your elected officials and do your duty as we the people, then I don't think there's any hope for you, and you probably ought to just move to Canada.
Well, it really is disgusting that these people parade around. In fact, since you mentioned that, and I want to talk about the terror and you know, the culture war, having fun, that is the way to defeat them. Obama says post-Assad Syria of Islamist extremism is nightmare scenario. Obama in Libya, in Syria, I'm not saying Gaddafi or the guy in Syria are good guys, but they weren't offensively doing anything. They're putting real Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia over there and are now talking about our troops having to go in after Assad falls to fight them. I mean, what is going on with Obama openly funding real Al-Qaeda? I don't know if you've seen the videos of them chopping Christians' heads off in Syria. I can't even believe this. It's like some outer limits or some other dimension that it's in the news. Obama warns Syria could become enclave from extremism. Why is our government offensively with NATO now saying NATO is over our military? Our military has spoken out against this, by the way. I'm sure you know that.
Sure.
What is going on with that? What are your, do you hear anything from your military sources about this craziness, the 10,000 missiles from Benghazi? Why did they kill the ambassador? They stood down. My inside sources that are in Army intelligence say Obama wanted him dead. It was the Benghazi security force that was Al-Qaeda that came over and killed him. I mean, it's just, what is going on with Obama?
I mean, boy, where do you begin to answer that question? Here's a guy that was born to communists, raised by communists, educated by communists, preached to by America-hating communists. I mean, who hasn't studied where this acorn Chicago gangster scammer came from? But that's what I was talking about, the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, Alex, you're on the phone with the czar of Homeland Security. My homeland is secure. Know that. But the domestic agencies, from the IRS to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to the Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Forest Service, and DEA, and ATF, and FBI, and remember, a lot of those people, I still think the majority of those agents are great patriots and great men and women. And I hang the future of America on the nail of truth that they have expressed to me that they will not enforce illegal anti-constitutional orders from above. That is the great hope. But that they're purchasing all this firepower and armored vehicles, who doesn't know this? Who doesn't identify this as an illegal act by the government who is so corrupt, so out of control? Thank God for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Governor Perry and Greg Abbott and Steve Stockman and Bill Flores and so many patriots that are standing up and but that's the new GOP that we the people have prodded with the We the People pulse. When you extract the We the People pulse from politics, you will get We the Sheeple. I give you Barack Hussein Obama.
I think they're gearing up. What do you think is going on with the bullets? Are they trying to just dry up the bullet supply?
Well, they certainly have succeeded at that. I started my own Ted Nugent line of ammo here last year, and it's like everything else you find on the shelf nowadays, if you can find any. It's state-of-the-art stuff. But we literally can't get my pallets of ammo off the truck. People are buying them in the parking lot before they even get to the shelves. Which, you know, on a consumer side, I'm gleeful of, and the ammo industry, the firearms industry, is literally having a consumer orgy like never before, which is a very powerful statement from we the people that we smell what you're doing, Obama, and we're gearing up too. And a little don't tread on me reminder seems to be appropriate right now. So there's no question what's going on. The deceit, the scam, the criminality, the Benghazi, the Fast and Furious, sending F-16s to Egypt. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. This would make a stupid Birds movie that Alfred Hitchcock wouldn't produce because it's too stupid, but it's actually happening.
But that's what frustrates me. That's why I got so sick. I'm going to be honest. I came in last night from work, you know, being an evil American. I got home by about 9, and she said, "What is wrong with you?" And I just, my kids all came up, and they were around me, and 10 down to age 5, and they're, "What's wrong, Dad?" And I just said, "I don't want to talk about it." And then I couldn't, I got so, it was past anger. It was the shame that we allow this scum to walk all over us, and that this country has allowed pathetic filth and authoritarians to even call themselves liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. They're not liberals. And it just made me reaffirm that I am going to redouble 110%, and I'm coming after these people. Now, what do you think about ways to go after, legally and lawfully, to go after Kerry and all these globalists? How do we really get aggressive? Boycott? What do we do?
Well, you know, I have such a, if you can bear with me, I literally have the answer, the perfect answer. Ted Cruz didn't sprout out of the ground and just show up. I communicated with him. Texans who cared communicated with him. We enthused him. We supported him. Now he represents us. And did you see the beauty, the perfection of we the people when Ted Cruz...
That's right. We backed him. So we take over. And that's what even the Republican establishment is scared of, real constitutional libertarian campaign for liberty people.
Absolutely. But that's why Ted Cruz so riled up Feinstein, because he represented the common sense pulse of logic, freedom-loving Americans. And every state needs to do that. And there's a lot of states that do that. Arizona, South Dakota, certainly Texas is the master of it. Wisconsin has done great things with what they've done with Scott Walker up there. And in his own way, even though Christie's only a solid 2 on the scale of 10, he sure beats the -8 of the past governors of that state in New Jersey. But we the people, where we don't demand representation based on the Constitution and our common sense, where we don't demand it, we will get the Pelosi's and the Feinsteins and the Bloombergs and the Cuomos and the subhuman freedom haters that are infesting this corrupt government right now. So the answer is activism, activism, activism. Always polite.
Exactly.
Always firm. But never, ever give up.
Well, here's an example. DrudgeReport.com in the last year has been taking our stories and putting them out about the billion bullets, the 1.6, the 2 billion, the armored vehicles. And they just said it didn't exist, Politico and other White House fronts. Now there's a 15-member congressional investigation starting. Congressman, it's my duty to get to the bottom of massive DHS ammo buy. It's now on Fox, CNN, everywhere. They're being caught lying. And there's an example of just taking action and the people talking to their Congress folks. We're now forcing this issue out. And we can do that everywhere when we just move against them. Tell us about the tour in the last minute and a half, and how we win by having fun.
You know, having fun is all things shoot 'em up. I mean, every day in America, American families celebrate the shooting sports and the Second Amendment by spending millions of dollars and shooting millions of rounds of ammo. I mean, that's actually accurate, Alex. American families go out every week and shoot millions of rounds of ammo in training, competition.
Senators Paul and Cruz pledged to defeat anti-Second Amendment bill in the Senate. There's another report out by Slate. I know Salon, I was actually surprised by it. It was halfway fair. Billy Corrigan's strange infatuation with a conspiracy theorist. The Smashing Pumpkins frontman reveals his admiration for Alex Jones.
Well, thanks for watching, and we'd like for you to subscribe to Prison Planet TV if you're not already a subscriber. It helps to fund our operations here, and as you know, 10 people at a time can watch with one password. And, of course, you can hand that out to more people. That's 10 people simultaneously can watch this. You can see live reports the day it happens, and you can keep up with what's breaking in the news. Alex has his broadcast early in the day, and the nightly news goes out at night, so we can cover any breaking news there and cover some different stories that may not have been touched on during the day. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.